Speaking of busy, no busier man on the planet than RSN's racing editor, Matt Stewart, who's jumped into the studio on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Daniel and Al.
Great to have you with us. Now, there was news yesterday regards to a, what do we call the Stewards Inquiry, the Australian Guineas Stewards Inquiry.
This was part of a bigger jigsaw to do with falls, causes, sort of subsequent commentary about fatigue and all sorts of things. So this is Mark Zara's 36-meeting ban carries a bit of weight because there's a lot of other issues swirling about these multiple falls and so on. It's a more severe than normal penalty for careless riding, 36 yes. meetings. However, in reality, it's 36 meetings is basically 36 days when you count in the fact that there is a meeting every day. And
well, there's two.
Well, sometimes, yeah. Well, I don't know whether it double dips on those as well. And how many meetings of those? How many of those meetings would Zara actually be riding at too?
Well, it must be because it's 36 meetings in 30 days. So it's 1st of April to the 30th of April. So
well,
those double dippers.
The double dip. So it's
must be involved.
It's a fairly meek penalty under the circumstances of, you know, what we just described, compared to what it sounds like. Now that you've described it that way with the double dip. However, given that it's more than normal, it suggests that the those handing down penalties have got a more severe view now because of the spate of injuries and so on. And everyone who's been talking about this is trying to work out, well, what can we do to rein in these falls? And one thing you can actually physically, practically do as a steward is impose greater deterrence and greater bans, and perhaps this is the start of that change of mindset.
Well, this is interesting because Chris Scott last night on 360 was talking about the MRO and the tribunal action in AFL. Oh, we just need to tell them not to do it. And he was saying, we don't need to suspend them or fine them. We just tell them not to do it. Just tell them, boys, we don't need to do this. Let's stop doing this.
Yeah, I'm That's trying not to apply that to my kids and seeing how...
Well, they're yeah. exactly right. And the same rules apply. I've just thought about that. On the back of this, if you don't suspend jockeys, they won't learn the lesson. They won't understand the impact that it has. Like footballers, you need to be able to give them a penalty that resonates with them. So these are absolutely appropriate, these sanctions.
Matty, did you see the William Reid on Friday night?
Yep.
Gee, that was lucky there was not a fall in that race.
No, exactly. And there was some inadvertent media commentary afterwards that was a bit... not going to go into details of who said what or anything, but there was a kind of a, because of the sensitivity of it, one of the media people said, oh, so-and-so got a suspension, but it didn't matter because it was a group one. But and I think that was taken a bit out of context and don't want to really go there, but I think there's a lot of sensitivity to people treating the welfare of jockeys lightly, including the jockeys themselves. So... yeah, I don't know. It's a cultural shifts take a long time, and I think this is one of those cultural shift issues in racing. As you know, we've got tighter tracks than anywhere. There's a lot of factors that contribute to the high danger of being an Australian jockey.
We ride too tight in Australia, in my opinion.
On tight tracks.
Yep.
It's due to the stupid stack them up and sit and sprint tight riding we have in Australia, says an SMS.
SMS is right too. Nowhere else in the world do they race as trafficy as we do, you know, and even at Flemington, where, no disrespect to our greatest track, but Flemington to me is one of the more cluttery tracks, you know, that long, bendy, and they don't fan. Like, everywhere else in the world, they tend to fan when they straighten. We tend to stay in lanes still. So there's a lot of things about our racing that you can identify, but you can't necessarily fix.
Well, the stewards are trying to fix it with some penalties for players outside the rules.
Financial as well. There's 36 meetings and there's also a financial whack, and that usually jolts jockeys a bit more than time out where they could easily be up at Byron Bay.
Especially with interest rate rises.
Well, those interest rate rises have led to a lot of desperate acts, haven't they?
Seemingly they have. Matthew, always nice to chat.
Thank you, Daniel.